News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. If you've been trying to keep up with the same-sex wedding story, it's been a busy day. First of all, we can tell you that through today, over 670 licenses around the state at 60 of the state's 72 counties have been issued. The window of opportunity just slammed shut a short time ago. U.S. District Judge Barbara Crabb, who ruled a week ago today that the state's constitutional amendment against same-sex marriage is unconstitutional at the federal level, today held a hearing and then later in the day issued a ruling. In that ruling, she issued an injunction which stops the state from prohibiting same-sex marriage. But the state also issued a stay on that order, which gives the state of Wisconsin time to appeal her decision. So what happens next? You wait, and probably wait some more while this goes through the courts. Also on the same-sex marriage issue, in Portage County, Stevens Point, Shirley Miss Simona says the county clerk, she decided not to issue same-sex wedding licenses this week, though she would like to, explains she didn't believe she had the legal authority to issue them.
People are looking at it that I'm not doing this because I don't want to, and that's not the issue. I would like to be able to issue them the licenses, and I'm more than willing to issue them the licenses once I'm sure that legally I should be.
One couple, Keith Kitsenbell and Alan Rasmussen, tried 9 times this week to get the license, but were turned down each time. Raymundo Perez found guilty of reckless homicide and child abuse for the death of his girlfriend's 2-year-old child. 6 men, 6 women on the jury found him guilty earlier this morning. Veronica Isherwood is the prosecutor, and she says the jury got this one right. She says defense attorney Gary Schmoss argued that Felix's mother, Beatrice, was responsible for the death, and that's just wrong.
That made me furious. She is the victim here. As the mother of the victim, she was who I was fighting for in that courtroom, justice for Felix and justice for her. She lost her son, and she will never get him back. And all she has left is 814 days of memories. So many days he lived.
Sentencing will be determined Monday. A man arrested in Washington State in court in Marathon County Friday. 38-year-old Praveen Carr made his initial appearance before Judge Gregory Huber. He's accused of sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl at her home in rural Wausau. Carr being held on a $750,000 cash bond. The complaint says that he traveled from Washington to the girl's home to hang out with her, but the girl said that it went much further than that. She wasn't expecting it. The girl's parents came home, and that's when the investigation began. They met online. Next court appearance has not yet been determined. Fire kept a road closed for quite a while Friday afternoon, not far from Antigo on Highway 45. It started about 2 o'clock when a tank truck carrying propane caught fire. The engine compartment is where the fire began. The driver tried to put the flames out with the fire extinguisher, but could not succeed with that task. The driver tried to put the flames out with a fire extinguisher, but was not successful. Those flames spread to the tanker, and eventually the tanker caught fire. Firefighters let it burn itself out because of the heat. Cause of that blaze still under investigation. A fire at a duplex in Weston caused a total loss to that building. That fire broke out about 11:30 at the 5300 block of Birch Street. Police Chief Wally Sparks said the backside of the duplex was fully engulfed in flames when the officers arrived. No one inside at the time of the home. 2 cats were rescued from that location. They say part of the house caved in, the rest heavily damaged by smoke. A car making an illegal U-turn caused a semi-truck behind it to jackknife across Highway O not far from Mosinee. Traffic blocked as the truck's cab went partially down an embankment. That happened late Thursday. Sheriff's deputies say the trucker slammed on the emergency brakes while the car in front of him tried to make that U-turn. The cab and the trailer stayed upright but needed to be towed back to the road. The trucker was not injured. The car did not stop after the incident. No description of the vehicle or its license plate available. It is summertime, so there's plenty to do, especially on the weekends. In Wausau this weekend, it's Wausau Event Summer Kickoff. It's expanded to include a full weekend of fun across the city. Wausau Events Marketing Coordinator Casey Taube said the show starts at Oak Island Friday evening, food vendors, face paintings, a bounce house, shoot and shower, train, and even a DJ. They'll have a movie at dusk. More activities on the 400 block on Saturday. The StormTrack 9 forecast from forecaster Caleb Cox. Tonight, mostly clear and cool. Expect a low of 48. Winds will be southeast at about 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, increasing clouds and a bit breezy. A 30% chance of Saturday storms toward evening, mostly in the west side of Marathon County. High 74. Saturday night, there's an 80% chance of rain and storms. A few of those storms could get strong. Low 56. Then Sunday, mostly cloudy with rain and storms likely, especially through the midday hours, and a high of 76. Partly sunny, warm Monday, high of 84, and humidity picking up on Tuesday with a 60% chance of showers and storms, high of 81. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.